Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. You were in the middle of some conversation, Shreve, or shall we continue?
Yeah, yeah, we continue. We were just discussing what it means. So she was.
Please continue.
I was just saying what I understand.
So what all you understood?
So I was.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. So, from what I understood is, etat chitram pashyatu, chitrasya adharena ekam sambhashanam likhatu. So, chitrasya adharena, based on the picture, write the conversation.
Write one conversation. Ekam sambhashanam.
So, ekam here is what?
Write a conversation.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, but the way to analyze a sentence is, now you say chitrasya, what vibhakti it is in?
Chitrasya is shashti vibhakti.
Now the second question is, what is the pratipadikam of chitrasya?
Chitra.
Akarantaha napumsakalingaha chitra shabdaha.
Right. Okay.
Yes. So the prathama vibhakti will be chitram chitre chitrani. Dvitiya will be also chitram chitre chitrani. Chitrena chitrabhyam chitrehi.
Can I read to you what I have of the drama? Can you tell me if they are correct? Because I am not sure. So
yeah.
I will go in order. So it would be Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramam, Ramau, Ramam, Ramena, Ramamyam, Ramamyam,
Ramabhyam.
Ramabhyam? Oh, that's a B. Yes, okay. Ramabhyam. Ramabhyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Ramamyam,
Ramabhyam.
I didn't. BH or B?
It is BH. Ramabhyam.
Ramabhyam. Ramebhyaha, right?
Yeah, correct.
Ramat. Ramabhyam. There are words that are repeated, that they're exactly the same, even though
Yes. That we'll have to do it as a separate class for vibhakti. Once you get hold on some of the basics, then we will be able to do it.
Yes, because I've been a little confused. So, and then Ramebhyaha. Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam Rame Ramayoho Rameshu and then Rama Ramau and Ramaha, right?
He Rama, He Ramo, He Ramaha.
Okay. Yeah.
So He is Sambodhana, right?
Yeah, He is Sambodhana.
Sambodhana, yes. Okay, so I had everything good except the BH that I read. It's difficult for me to read that book because sometimes it's a little bit blurry, you know?
Okay, I get it. Now, I've been trying to sit and record it, but, I don't get continuous 30 minutes time to sit and do it. That's the problem.
Don't worry. But now
I will send it as well. At least, it is actually important for you to listen to it again and again so that you would get fixed properly.
Yes, and to know exactly what, if I have it correct, because I'm not going to learn it with a mistake.
I get it. Because when we were learning, the Vibhakti thing, we had a separate 20-hour session just for Vibhakti.
Wow.
My guru used to bring a lot of printouts. We will have to learn there. We will have to sit, write the test. Only if we get it correct, he will leave us. Otherwise, no going home.
Oh, wow.
So, we were literally, brain was squeezed. I had no option but to memorize all the Vibhakti. Even today, we sit for the class. he will ask me to recite the letter alphabets. I have to recite the alphabets in the class first. Even wow. after 7 years.
Wow.
All of a sudden he'll ask. He'll say something and say, you tell me the vibhakti of this. Why is it not like this? In which context it has been used?
Wow.
And I'll be crying inside and answering, of course.
How long did it take you to learn?
The training was actually such a way that I was able to pick in a few months. As soon as we started practicing the vibhakti itself as a separate session. But then it should be a combined effort. As in, just learning vibhakti will not work. Just learning the vachanas will not work.
Yes,
you should know to mix it up together and learn. Otherwise, it is like learning only the vocabulary, learning only the tense. How do you combine it together?
Yes, yes, I understand. Yes, you have to learn both.
Yes. We will slowly work it out. Anyhow, not because we are not in person physically. We are not present, right? So it will take a little more time. Initially, it was even a bit challenging for me to figure out a way.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
So I can imagine.
So, coming back to the
dialogue.
Yeah. So, Chitrasya is the Sashti Vibhakti. Adharena, as we saw, it is Tritiya Vibhakti. So, with the help of, that becomes instrumental there. So, what is the instrument for you to find out the conversation? It is the picture. So you're going for Tritiya Vibhakti. Ekam Sambhashanam is one conversation. Likhatu. Likhatu is in order or we'll ask, please write, right? Please write, please sit. So Likhatu. We call it Prarthana. Prarthana is to request.
Okay. And one question about the Tritiya Vibhakti. It said that it is by something,
yes.
But in this case, by what? By the case? By
seeing the picture, write a conversation.
By seeing the picture, okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Seema Bhagni, are you able to follow? Any questions from your side?
Thank you. I'm following you. Yes. But the last thing that you told us, it's about boy. It's Adhara. What was it? Sorry.
Adharena.
Adharena.
Adharena is by seeing or having that as the source. You have to write a conversation on what?
Yeah.
What is the source?
Yes. Thank you so much.
So the next one in the brackets. Brackets is known as avaranam. Avarane means in the brackets. Okay. Sambhashane ete shabdaha bhavantu. Can any of you try to decode what is given? Sambhashane, which vibhakti it is in?
Sambhashane. Think.
Bhavantu is you, all of you? You?
No.
No. I don't know. I just know
okay.
that there's Samantha, Samantha Loka, Sukino, Babantu, but.
All right, not a very.
Babantu.
You have Rama Shabdam, right? Again, go back to Rama Shabdam. Do you see Rame somewhere?
Yes.
In Saptami Vibhakti, you will be seeing Rame. So, what Saptami Vibhakti says in Rama?
In Rama.
Okay, so now Sambhashane is also in Saptami Vibhakti. In the conversation, they have said write a conversation, but in the conversation, Ete Shabdaha. Ete is these. Shabdaha is the plural form of Shabdaha. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Shabdaha. So plural of shabda. I'm hearing a lot of noise from somewhere. I don't know. However, yeah. Bhavantu is like keep. Let there be all the shabdas in the conversation. They are giving the words that are to be used. Is that clear?
Okay, so bhavantu is let there be.
Yeah.
So that mantra is let there be peace, right?
Ha. Bhudhatu it is. The dhatu is bhu. Okay, so the bhavantu is one of the tenses.
Okay, bhu, okay. B-H-U. That is the
B-H-U. Dhatu. Correct.
Okay.
So the lakara, the tense is known as lakara. This bhavantu is to say the prarthana rupa. So they are requesting us to keep these words in the conversation.
Okay.
So this is how you should be analyzing a sentence.
Okay, good.
It's now coming to the
conversation. Sumitraji, bhava is the first of, for example, bhavati, bhavan, and it has, they are related or not to bhavan too?
No, bhavati, bhavan is not related to this because we are talking about dhatu. Bhavati and bhavan are like you, right? You cannot be a act. You cannot be an action.
Yes, yes.
I mean the word you.
Bhavan means... let it be here, something like that.
No, Bhavan is you.
Bhavan.
Don't compare you, yours, and all that with the Kriya.
Okay. This word, could you please repeat it? Bhavantu, what does it mean? Thank you.
Bhavantu is like, have these words. Ete shabdaha bhavantu. Keep these words.
Yeah.
Let there be these words, or else.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So now, Asima Bhagini, shall we use your conversation and try to change it?
If you please ask somebody else, I didn't do this.
Okay.
I can do it, but I
definitely
I'm
yes.
Sure, I have so many mistakes. Okay.
No,
so,
that's okay. So before that. Let's see what is Shatika, what is Cholaha, what is Yutakam and Urukam.
Okay, so Shatika was the sari.
Yes.
Yutakam was the pants.
Okay.
Cholaha.
Urukam, no. Urukam is the trousers or the pants, whatever you call it.
I got it.
Urukam is the shirt.
Wait. Yutakam is the pants.
Urukam is the trouser.
Okay. And Yutakam is the shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. And Cholaha?
Is the...
Blouse.
Yeah. Blouse. Or you can consider it as a gown or shirt or whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Patni says... Boho dashoyati. That is show, right?
Where is it?
Wait. I am reading it wrong. I'm the conversation that I made up.
Okay.
I cannot show you where is it because maybe it's in the WhatsApp, but boho darshayati.
Okay, so now generally a lady when enters the shop, he will say, hello, can you please show me or can you show me sari and blouse, for example. Okay.
And now darshayati, that is not show me?
Correct, you're correct.
Okay. Dashayati
Shatika and Chola. Shatika.
How do you chola? Use that as an object? Shatika and Chola is Prathama.
Shatikam and Cholam.
Wonderful. Okay. Cha is and, okay. Cha is and.
Cha is what, sorry?
And.
Ah, cha. And so I put it in the end. Cha, right?
Huh. Shatikam Cholam cha.
Shatikam Cholam cha. And then the Vikreta says, am.
No, no, we are at to complete the sentence in a proper format. So,
okay, sorry.
Boho Mahodaya. Okay.
Boho Mahodaya. What is Mahodaya?
Okay. Mahodaya, I do not know how to translate it. You can roughly translate it. Yeah, roughly you can call it like sir.
Okay, sir. Okay.
But it's not proper translation.
Yes, then I didn't put that. And then Darshayati.
Do you remember we learned something called Va and Na?
Yes.
Balika Va. So which means, is she a girl? So now we want to ask, will you show me? Right? Can you show me? So, boho mahodaya, shatikam cholam cha darshayati va.
Shatikam. At first, we say shatikam chola.
Cholam. Okay. Cholam. Not cholam. Cholam cha.
Darshati, right? Because it's he. No, darshatu.
No, darshayati va. You can say darshat. It is actually not darshatu. Forget that for now.
Okay.
Darshayati is showing. When I say I will show you the book, so I will say aham pustakam darshayami. I will show you, or I show you.
Okay.
But so here she is asking, will you? Can you show me? So darshayati va. There is a dhatu's change when I say see and show.
And she doesn't say darshayami because she's talking to him, right?
Darshayami is like I that? Show.
Okay.
Darshayati is she's asking him, can you show?
Okay, but then you're
or going to you can more say. That- Shatikam cholam cha darshayatu. Please show the sari and blouse.
It's the same if we say darshayati or darshayatu.
There is a subtle difference. Darshayati va. When you want to use darshayati, you have to use a va. Or else it will mean he is showing. Can he show? Only when you use va in front of him, it means you are addressing him.
Okay. And then...
You can simply use darshayatu. Both are correct.
Boho mahodaya shatikam...
Mahodaya.
Mahodaya shatikam cholam darshayatu. That's it.
Mm. Okay. When you use tu, you have to use a cha at the end. Shatikam cholam cha.
Okay.
Darshayatu.
Cholam cha. Could you say it again for cha?
Cha is and.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so when I want to say Monica, Seema and Gayatri, when I say Monica Bhagini, Seema Bhagini, Gayatri Bhagini, cha, I will add cha at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
So now the
and shopkeeper. And if I say darshayatu, that also implicates that this is a question or not?
No, that is an order. That is a request. Please show me. Now she is asking, can you show? Because she wants to make sure if the product is available or not.
Okay, and that is why we have to use the va. Otherwise, in this case, in this case, then we don't use.
Both are say. Either he will say, I don't have it, or he will say, okay, see it.
Okay, okay. And then, okay, the second one, the Vikreta. Vikreta?
Says, Vikreta is the shopkeeper.
Bhagini
is like, yes, sister. See it. So how will you say see it?
Pashyati. Pashyatu. Pashyatu.
Wonderful. Pashyatu. Am bhagini pashyatu.
Pashyatu. See.
So he is displaying something.
You see. And then yes. Patihi says darshayati. Yutakam urukam asi asi va.
Okay, you want to ask if it is available, right?
Yes, he says show. No, she says show me yutakam, and yes, well, if it's available, yes, show me yutakam and urukam too, and if they are available.
Yutakam urukam cha asti chet, if it is available. Asti is available. Chet is the word to say if.
Chet, C-H-E-D?
C-H-E-T, chet.
C-H-E-T, chet. Okay.
Chet.
Asti.
Yutakam urukam cha asti chet darshayatu.
Urukam. Okay, yutakam urukam cha asti chet darshayatu. Darshayatu. Okay. And then Vikreta says am tatra asti. Rochate. Rochate yash. No, pashyati. Pashyati?
Pashyatu.
Pashyatu. Pashyatu. Pashyatu.
Pashyatu is, yes, it is. I mean, he, what he asks, if pants and shirts are available, show it. Now the shopkeeper says, am, asti. Pashyatu mahodaya.
Hodaya?
Mahodaya. Mahodaya, sir.
The sir. Yes,
sir, it is available. See.
Excuse me, chit, what does it mean?
If. Yes. Asti chit, if it is available.
And that implies that it's a question. If I say asti chit.
No, if it is available is a statement. But a conditioning statement.
Because it's if. Okay.
You can either ask, do you have pant and shirt? Okay. Or okay. You can ask, if it is available, if the pant and shirts are available, show me.
Darshayatu means show me, yes?
Yeah, show.
Show.
Show. Pashyatu is see. Pashyatu is you see. Darshayatu is you show.
You show, okay.
And you is implied.
Okay.
So when you say volunteer yourself, can I say the answer? I will say yes, say it. I won't say yes, you say it. The moment I say it, the meaning of you is implied inside, right? It is implicit.
Right.
Similarly, when I say darshayatu, you darshayatu, tvam darshayatu is implicit. When I say darshayami, aham darshayami is implicit.
Tvam is, it was you?
Yeah, tvam is you.
Tvam. But tvam, it doesn't matter if it's female or male, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay, so far I will just go through the conversation once again. Okay.
Okay.
So first the patni asks, bhoho mahodaya, shatikam cholam cha darshayativa. So So he asks, hello sir, can you show sari and blouse? Vikreta says, aam, astu. Aam, pashyatu bhagini. Yes, see it sister. Pati now asks, his problem comes, he wants to get a trouser and shirt. Yutakam urukam asti chet darshayatu. So he says, if you have pant and shirt, show it. And Vikreta says, asti, pashyatu mahodaya. It is available, see it sir. Okay?
Asti pashyantu?
Pashyatu.
Pashyatu.
Pashyantu is the plural form of pashyatu.
Okay, pashyatu.
So, only the husband asks if the pant and shirt is available. So, he says, it is available, see it.
Okay. Pashyatu is singular.
Pashyatu, dashayatu, all are singular.
Okay. And then we were... So he doesn't say am tatra asti.
Sorry, I couldn't get you.
Is it okay that he says am, because he asks if show me if they are available, and can he say Vikreta says am tatra asti?
Tatra asti. What do you mean by tatra asti? It is available there, right?
Yes, it is there.
Yes, you can you see when you go to a shop and ask the shopkeeper something, he will say yes, it is available, yes we have it, it is available right there. You have to take a turn and see it is available right there. So all means only one thing, that the product is available.
Okay, so it is,
so you can customize the sentence like how you want to project the shopkeeper's idea. You okay. Can very well say am atra asti.
Am atra asti, yes, because it's here. Okay. And then Patihi says mulya, that is the price, right?
Mulyam. It should be mulyam.
Mulyam kim.
So
pa?
No. Kim itself means what, right? What is the price? Mulyam kim, what is the price?
Mm-hmm.
There is no need of va here.
Okay. Because of kim.
Mulyam
kim, and then he says 500, which I don't know how to say in Sanskrit.
That's okay. For now, you can say 500.
Okay, 500. And then she says ba...
Now we say 500 rupees, right?
Ah, okay.
So, okay, I'll say pancha shata is 500. Shata is 100. Pancha is 5. So, pancha shata becomes 500.
Pancha shata. 500.
Pancha shata rupyakani. Rupees is rupyakani.
Rupyakani. K-H, right? Kani.
No. Kani. Rupya Karni.
Karni. Okay.
Pancha Shata Rupya Karni.
Rupees. Okay. And then Patni says Bahu Mulya Va?
No, you want to ask this costly. Tavad adhikam va?
Tavat.
Tavad adhikam va? That costly? Is it that costly?
Okay. Tavat. And what is the word? What is tavat and what is...
And for now, you can ignore the word tavat. We will anyhow see it. You can say adhikam asti. It is costly. Mulyam adhikam asti.
Okay, so adhikam is costly.
Adhikam is more. Here in this context, it is
more. Okay.
It is the price.
And is
mulyam adhikam asti.
Mulyam. Mulyam
adhikam. And adhikam is A-D-I-K-A-M?
Adhikam, yeah. A-D-H-I, adhikam.
A-D-H-I-K-A-M, adhikam.
Okay. Shumitraji, Mulyam adhikam asti, it's a question or...
No. It's a sentence, it's a statement that the price is high or heavy.
Adhikam means high?
Yeah, more or high.
Ah, yeah. Okay, I don't know what's the order of the verbs, of the words according to the subject verb in this, the sentences of the Sanskrit, I don't know.
Okay. I don't understand what you mean.
I mean, when we are asking something, how do we put the words according to the, I don't know, order? For example, how much comes first in the English sentence, but in the Sanskrit sentence, I don't know.
See, what is the price? Okay.
Yeah.
What is what in Sanskritam?
I don't know.
Kim. We saw it in the first class. Bhavataha nama kim.
Yeah.
What is your name?
Comes
kim,
at the end.
So you can use kim mulyam or mulyam kim. Both are correct.
Okay.
So the way of thinking might differ because the idea of Asians communicating something is in a different idea, while in the West it will be totally different. So those kind of differences will be there. It is hard to explain how to think, but by practice, yes, you definitely can achieve that.
Okay. So I will write the conversation again and send it to you. Thanks so much.
Sure. We will finish it off now. So he asks, she says, adhikam asti, it is costly. Can you complete Manika Bhagini? There are two more lines to be done.
It's adhikam asti. I thought it was adhikam va. Okay. So I thought she was questioning him. Is this?
That is fine. That is fine. You can make it a question as well if you want.
Okay. And then wait. And then he says Bhagini. Ambagini, he says it's costly, so he says sarve mulyam, everything is costly.
No, now you said ambagini, that is fine. Now everything is costly, is what you want to say, right?
Yes.
Idanim is now.
Idanim?
Idanim.
Mm-hmm.
Sarvam. Sarvam is all.
Sarvam. I put sarve. What is the difference between sarve and sarvam?
Sarve is like all of you. Sarve pashyatu. When I say sarve pashyantu, all of you see.
Sarve.
I will not sarva. When I say sarvam pashyatu, see everything around you. See all. There is a difference, right? All of you see, or how do I explain that? Sarvam is an object here.
It's an object.
Okay. Yeah. Now, he wants to say everything is pricey. So, he uses sarvam adhikam eva. Eva is only. Everything is pricey only. Sarvam adhikam eva.
Sarvam adhikam eva. And, adhikam was costly, sarvam was everything. And eva is
only. So am bhagini idanim sarvam adhikam eva, everything is pricey only.
Okay.
Now pati he says, okay, take it, here is the money, let's go.
Okay, so I put am.
Now here you need not say am. The shopkeeper already said yes, it is pricey.
Yes.
Now but, the pati says okay.
But okay is not am, or it's
no.
Okay.
Okay will be astu.
Okay, astu.
Take it.
Okay, so
take the money. Yeah. Okay, take the money.
So it would be
Svikarotu dhanam.
Svikarotu.
Dhanam is cash or the money.
Wait. Okay, astu svi karotu dhanam.
Astu svikarotu dhanam.
Dhanam, and then that's the problem that I had, because you said let us go ram ram, and then I didn't know how to say
gachhamaha. Gachhamaha is two of us, let two of us go.
Gachhamaha
ram ram.
Two of us go. Yes, because it's the
correct. It is dvivachana.
Yeah. Dvivachana. Two of us go.
Okay.
Ram ram.
Okay. So hear the recording again silently. Write it in. Think what comes to your mind. If you want to make some changes, do it. I would encourage that as well.
Okay.
This is just a rough idea on how you can, but you there are many other multiple ways to say the same sentences, right?
Exactly, yes. Yes, yes, but it's difficult to conjugate and know.
Yeah, I understand that, yes. It can be a bit difficult.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, and you were, I think this class, you said you might explain us about the Brahma and how do we know...
There is a Paniniya Sutra, okay, where there are again two differences in pronouncing Brahma. In India, we have got North India and South India, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the North Indians, they have the habit of saying ha in the front, like Brahma.
Okay.
But South, we always say Brahma. The ha will be the next Brahma.
Okay, but...
So both are correct. I stick on to the South Indian version of it because wherever I go, I am used to hear only the South Indian version of Brahma. We will not even say the her properly, Brahma. Only that much will be there.
And in Sanskrit, because you're saying about the North and the South, what about the Sanskrit?
It will be almost the same, usually. The regional differences will be there though. For example, when I say Rama, most of the North Indians, they will stop with Ram. Because at the end, they do not complete the word Ram, Krishna. Gayatri Bhagni would be able to explain it better if I'm correct.
Yes, is she here? Yes.
Yes, I'm here. I couldn't hear you all in between. I don't know. And it was kicking me out constantly.
Okay, now is it clear?
Yeah. Now it's clear. Okay. I can hear. So yeah, like you're talking about Brahma, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, in North Indian we use Brahma.
Oh, you also say Brahma only, not Brahma? Brahma?
No, Brahma.
Okay. That is the correct pronunciation, however.
Okay.
There is a rule for a specific word, not just Brahma, but there are also a couple of other words like how to pronounce it. For example, Prahlada is there. Prahlada.
Prahlada.
Yeah. Prahlada, Prahlada, and some more such words. So you can stick on to Brahma.
And so, when they are writing it, sorry, when they write it, they write it Brahma, but when we...
Yes.
When, yeah, but when they want to...
Pronunciation is reverse.
Yeah.
And I also have about a question about the writing, because you only... I don't know if you saw the picture that I sent you on WhatsApp.
Okay, I would have seen it for sure, but I would have very well forgotten that.
Maybe I will send it. I will send it again, but
yeah, you sent it to my personal chat or in the
group? No, I am going to, you know what? I am going to resend to the same group, so it's the last one. Can you go to the WhatsApp now? You see that there is the ma goes beside the h, right?
Yes, yes. Ha is there. From her, the ma comes out.
Yeah, I don't understand that, because when I first saw it, it looked like it said Brahana. You see that? I don't know how to differentiate.
Okay, I understand what you say. The usually na will be separate. Okay. If at all it joins a letter, it will be half na. The vertical line will be missing. So the vertical line is available here, which means it cannot be na.
Okay. So if
I will write and show it to you in the next class, because I am unable to figure it out how to share my screen here.
Yeah, if it would say braha na, then there would be a separation between...
Yeah, you can very well write ha na as a separate two letters, right?
Okay, so that's how I know it's only the h and not the ha, because and the m goes inside because it's half the letter, right?
Yeah, yeah. You got it.
Okay, so that was my question, because when I saw it first, I thought they had misspelled that word.
Okay. So, no, that is perfectly fine.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. You're welcome.
Sorry.
So practice the conversation. We will quickly do 2.4 as well now.
Okay.
So that it is very similar. We are done with that. In fact. Because the prarthana or the agnya, prarthana is to request, agnya is to order. For both, we will be using similar kind of terminology, but with a different tone. When I say saha gachati, tvam gachatu. Saha gachati is he goes. Now I want to say you go. I can say tvam gachatu or tvam gachatu. It's like I'm giving an order to you. You go. Okay.
And why don't you use Bhavan and Bhavani for that you?
Bhavan Gachatu is also fine. When I say Bhavan Gachatu, Tvam Gachatu, both means the same.
And maybe one is more formal than the other?
Yes. Maybe. If you hear the sound, Bhavan Gachatu sounds like a request, while Tvam Gachatu sounds like order. But in reality, it is actually not like so.
Okay.
But after all, it is interpretation, right? You can understand my mood by my tone.
Yes.
If I say it in a polite way, it will be a request. If I say it with a more, authoritative tone, then it is going to be an order.
And it also means, well, and the other difference is that one is male and that one could be female or male, right?
I couldn't follow you.
That one can be female or male, but Bhavan can only be male.
Bhavan Bhavati is for male and female. Bhavan Gachatu, Bhavati Gachatu.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so I'll give it as a homework, those entire section. Sounds ready? Fine?
Okay. Okay, so what do we have to do? The same conversation?
Yeah, conversation, you can try it in your own way if you want, again, or at least write and keep it for your reference, maybe later on. And the example is there, like, gachati becomes gachatu, agachati becomes agachatu. Similarly, finish rest of the things. Pathati becomes pathatu. Likewise, you can finish it off. Okay, try to understand the meaning when you do it.
Okay, so the homework would be two conversations with using one, right?
I didn't follow. One is the conversation, the other one is the Agnya Rupam or the Prarthana Rupam.
It's the Gachati and Gachatu. That is the Pathati Pathatu.
Yeah, Pathati Pathatu. You can complete that.
Gachatu.
Yes, yes.
I am... are you talking about 2.4 A? Or 2.4 A?
It's still A.
Yeah, 2.4 A. A is in a different sense. A, when you say Eshaha Gachatu or Saha Gachatu, it becomes you should go or he should go.
Okay. I was in another page. Sorry.
Or let him go. Okay. No problem. So the 2.4 A is there, right? Eshaha Gachatu. Usually what we'll do, what we'll be saying, Saha Gachati or Eshaha Gachati is what we have seen so far.
Excuse me.
Finish. Just a minute. Seema,
okay, I don't know where are we? Sorry.
You've been reading the conversation, right? 2.3 and then 2.4 is there, 2.4 is there. That's it. It is in the next page.
In the next page. Yes, I was still in the same page. That's what I got lost with the...
Okay.
Sarshila.
Seema Bhagini, do you get it?
Yes. The page after the pictures. Yes.
So, Gachati is he goes. Gachatu is let him go.
You let him go, right?
Yeah, you let him go. Esha gachatu. All these say he should go or let him go. It could mean both ways.
Okay. Gachatu, it can also mean you go?
When you say just gachatu, it means you go. Okay. When I say Esha Gachatu, for example, you are trying to read. And Seema Bhagini is also trying to read. I say Monika Bhagini Esha Pathatu, which means let her read.
Okay.
Is that fine? Is that clear?
Yes.
It is just another way of saying let her do it. Let her read.
And it could be let her, if Esha Gachatu, let her go?
Esha Gachatu, she should go or let her go. It could mean both ways.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'm clear.
So we have Saha Gachatu, for example.
He should do, he should go or let him go.
Yeah.
Okay, so even now when I ask Monika Bhagini Pathatu, which means you read.
Okay. Yes.
So I think now I can slightly take my conversation into Sanskrit so that we will see how it works from next class, okay?
Okay, I'm scared. Okay.
No, it's okay. There's nothing to get scared. You just listen, keep listening. I'm sure I'll also try to get some short stories because that way.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm trying to find some. I'll try. So my to-dos, my homeworks will be Rama Shabda recording, and finding some short stories for you, sending some sentences to translate.
Thank you. Okay.
So these are my homework.
And our homework is this. Changing of Gachati to Gachatu and
conversation
to Pathatu.
Yeah. 2.3 and 2.4.
to revise 2.3, because why did it often?
Yeah, both the conversations and 2.4.
Why do you say both? Where is the second one? That's where I get lost.
Sorry, I didn't get you. What did you say?
You said both conversations.
There is 2.3 before in the page before to this conversation. You will be seeing that avashyakam mastu paryaptam conversation.
You mean where...
In a restaurant, he will be asking if you need more sugar, whether you need coffee.
We did that last class.
Yeah. Just revise it once.
Okay. So, and so the homework would be to revise the Shatika Chola conversation and to do the other one with the Gachati Gachatu, right?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Next class we will see numbers. Yeah.
In 2.4a is Upavishatu and Utishtatu. What is this? The meaning? Could you?
Can you infer from the picture? He is showing a chair and saying Upavishatu. So he is asking him to do something. What is he trying to do?
He is asking him to sit down. Yes.
Yes. Upavishyatu is please sit or sit as an order.
Yeah.
Uttishthatu, he is standing. The person is standing.
Mm-hmm.
The old man is saying, it looks like a classroom, so you could very well assume he is a teacher.
You ask him to stand up, yes?
Yes. So in India, we have this concept like whenever our teacher speaks, we will stand up and answer.
Yeah.
So, maybe he is asking him to stand and say something. Uttishtathu, says stand up. Or maybe a practice to sit and stand.
I thought that we should make a story of these pictures.
You okay. Can very well do it.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. So, shall we stop here?
Okay.
So we've just seen the order or request Kriya's action again. So when I say Pathami, which means I am reading. When I say Seema Bhagini Patathi, I say she is reading. Mm-hmm. Or Saha Patathi, he is reading. When I want to say Monika Bhagini Patathu, it means I'm asking you to read. Or when I say Sa Patathu, when you try to say, I am trying to say, let Gayatri Bhagini read. Or she should read. It could mean both the ways.
Okay.
Okay.
And that is the last thing that we have to do. With the sa and...
Alright. So next class we will be seeing numbers. And then time.
Okay. So we can... We can say Ramam Pashtatu.
Ramam, what did you say?
Yes, Ramam. Ramam Pashtatu. Look at Rama.
Ramam Pashyatu.
Pashyatu, okay.
Wonderful. Ramam Pashyatu, which means you see Rama.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. Thank you. Yes. When you say Ramena Pashyatu, then that becomes along with Rama you see. You see something else. Ramena Chitram Pashyatu. See the movie with Rama. There the context changes completely.
If I say Ramam Pashyatu, if I am saying, you see Rama, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Can somebody chant the Shanti Mantram so that we can...
Yes.
I
can do it.
Om
Sarvesham Svastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham
Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Dhanyavadaha. Namaskaraha. Stay safe. Yeah.
Namaskaraha.
Namaskaraha.
Bye.